This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Monday, April 18th. God's word for you today is Know Christ. Our scripture reading is taken from Philippians 3, verse 10, which says, I want to know Christ and experience the mighty power that raised him from the dead. To experience the mighty power that raised Jesus from the dead, you have to know Christ. To get up and be all that we are meant to be, we must know Christ. We must know the living Jesus, that Jesus Christ is alive. We must know the King Jesus, that Jesus Christ is King. We must know the present Jesus, that Jesus Christ is present. Therefore, because Jesus is alive, you will arise in the name of Jesus and you will shine. And because he lives, we can face tomorrow gallantly. The pandemic that hit the world in year 2020 expired, and we are standing because Jesus is alive and well. The challenge is, a lot of people know the historical Jesus. It is one thing to know the historical Jesus, and it is another thing to know the living Jesus. Which Jesus do you know? Do you know the historical Jesus? The Jesus that you read about in history books? When some people read the Bible, it is just the historical book to them. But for some, when they read the Bible, they experience the living Jesus. What is it for you? Is it the historical Jesus or is it the living Jesus? Is it the Jesus that men talked about or is it the Jesus that God reveals? For you to get up, to arise and shine, you have to come in contact with the living Jesus. Not the Jesus that they are talking about on the streets or the Jesus that pastor talked about. It is the Jesus that is revealed to you, the living Jesus. Matthew 16 verse 13 says, when Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, who do people say that the Son of Man is? The historical Jesus will only at best equate him to one of the prophets. Some people said it was Elijah, some Jeremiah, or just one of the prophets. Make him look good, but deprive the power of the resurrection. Matthew 16 verse 15 says, then he asked them, but who do you say I am? Jesus was asking Peter, as he's asking you and I even now, who am I to you? Peter responded, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus said, flesh and blood has not revealed that to you, Peter, but my Father in heaven. In other words, you have just come in contact with the living Jesus. It can only come by revelation. Who is Jesus to you? I am praying today in the name of Jesus that Jesus will become alive to you and that you will not only relate with the historical Jesus, you will relate and engage with the living Christ, the living Jesus, the one that is alive and well. Jesus is alive. Yes, Jesus is alive. If you check history, every eyewitness to his resurrection held their testimony till death, and that is huge. Not one snitched because there was nothing to snitch about. Not one said, an old man should not be lying. Let me tell you people the truth, not one. All of them held on to the testimony that Jesus is alive, even to the point of death. All the 12 disciples were martyred. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, I pray that I will know Christ and experience the mighty power that raised him from the dead. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.